Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
You may have noticed that Weirs of Grafton Street in Dublin are selling silver-plated Nutella tops for your Nutella bottle at £350 a pop. You can also buy a little top for your... they had a British sauce in the window. I thought it should be chef sauce, but that would cost you £75. But £350. But down the street, as we've discovered, or across the river indeed, well, Pennies are in so many locations. In Pennies, the must-have accessory for your wrist this year, apparently, it only costs £12, but it is Pennies, always good prices, is a wrist flask. Suzanne, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
First of all, you'd have to explain what is a wrist flask bracelet. It's a hip flask on your wrist.
Yeah. Well, it's actually, it appears to be a bracelet, a very kind of glamorous, sparkly bracelet. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bracelet. It's a hip flask where it's advertised, wear your drink on your wrist and, you know, fill up with your favourite drink. So it's basically a hip flask that young teenagers can carry on their wrists. And we're talking probably hard liquor here, spirits, and, you know, filling it up with that and maybe sneaking it into discos or...
And how much does it... And I see it's available in gold and rose gold and multicolored and all that. And silver. And it's 12, it's 12 quid, which... Well, surely...
€12. Yeah, it's €12, Joe.
Well, has it been sold in Pennies to over 18s only?
No, it's part of the gift section. So, you know, it's at the front of the shop. I was in last week in O'Connell Street. It's at the front of the shop in the gift section where a lot of teenagers would be in shopping, buying their little stocking fillers and, you know, but it's how it's packaged, it's how it's displayed. And the price, of course, like €12, it's totally targeted at, you know, the young teenager.
Is it? Why do you say that? Like the hand,
I
see the beautiful, elegant hand that's in the photograph. It's obviously a hand model or whatever. The people who specifically do that, they're beautiful hands. But that's an adult hand.
It's not advertised. I think that's the online selling point.
Oh, is that okay?
When you go in and see it on the shelf, the image I sent in is it looks like a bracelet. So you go over to have a look at it and then realize you can actually carry your alcohol.
How much? How much alcohol can I get into this wrist?
Into it. Not much. But we're talking probably hard liquor. We're talking spirits, you know.
So when you say not much, would I get three shots of Tanqueray gin?
Oh, I would say yeah. Yeah, it's a bangle. It's like a circle,
bangle, okay. Well, that could be 24, 25, 29 quid's worth of alcohol.
Easily, yeah. And I have three teenage girls. They're 12, 14 and 15. And like most teenage girls, they love having a little potter around Pennies and buy their little bits, you know. But I just think selling a product like this is just wholly irresponsible of Pennies, you know, to be selling this and targeting teenagers, you know, young teens. I mean, there's a serious issue in this country, Joe, as you know, with underage drinking. And, you know, parents are really up against it. We're doing our best, you know, to advise and to direct your kids. But, you know, going into Pennies, you would hope they'd be safe in what they're looking at, or, you know, that this is just, you know, they're being shown this is this is normal. This is glamorizing the whole drinking, you know, culture.
And given the size of it, it will be pointless putting Coca-Cola in because you'd only get three quarters of a glass.
No.
Isn't that your point? Well, you could put my waddy in, I suppose that's concentrated, but I doubt if I could see the teenagers teetering at the sink with the plastic bottle of my waddy trying to get their aim right. Now, you do need a nice twist of your wrist and a nice, elegant aim if you're to get it into the glass, wouldn't you? Do you pour it from your wrist?
I wouldn't say you pour it into a glass at all, Joe. I'd say you
drink
it from the bracelet, no?
Well, that's a good point,
I would say you pour it into a glass. That's what
how naive am I? You're right. I'm looking. I've been taken in by this photograph.
No, no, yeah. They put it on the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, open the top.
Unscrew.
And then drink from the wrist. Yeah, just drink with the bangle on the wrist, I would say. And, you know, this would be young girls going to discos.
And did you say this to anyone at Penny's?
I actually didn't. I took a screenshot and I wanted to follow up with a complaint.
Now, the other thing is, is this a novelty section? Did you see any other?
Yeah. There's one glass, like a long glass for a whole bottle of champagne. So it's a big long glass. That's another. You know, there were a couple of things in that section, all I think geared towards the Christmas shopping. My husband actually emailed Alcohol Action Ireland.
Yeah, they're coming up next.
And sent on, you know, that image to them. Now he hasn't heard anything back.
Well, we'll hear in a sec from Eunan. And I see the tag on the box. It doesn't say over 18s only. Sure, it doesn't.
Not
either.
At all. No. But it's for kids.
The line on the back says what? The line, the strap is wear your drink on your wrist.
Yeah, wear your drink on your wrist and fill with your favorite drink. You know, it's a hip flask. I mean, what, you know.
And
we're,
you were saying it's where you drink on your wrist and end up on your ear. Eunan McKinney, afternoon, 51551. Eunan, is Suzanne overreacting? This is a 12 euro, and thankfully she brought it to our attention, but it's a 12 euro hip flask. It's sold as a Christmas gimmicky vibe. Is Suzanne overreacting that this is primarily aimed at filling it with alcohol?
Well, I don't think you could accuse Suzanne of overreacting.
Okay.
I think it is designed for what it is. It's designed to contain alcohol, more than likely. It's probably a full measure of a glass, I'd say, is probably what it contains. Now, I don't have one personally up with me, so I couldn't say whether it does or it doesn't. But what it does indicate, and I suppose to be fair, you know, I'm sure the creator of the piece, the designer of the jewellery, whatever, I'm sure they weren't targeting young girls to encourage young girls to drink. I'm sure they were just essentially commercialising what is exactly a social norm in both our society and perhaps in other societies like the UK, where Penny's operate as well. I'm sure they're not just exclusive.
Well, they operate.
Penny's
are worldwide, Eunan, at this stage.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, in that context, what it's doing is just picking up on a behaviour that exists. And
so, do you think Penny should withdraw them?
Well, I suppose we have to be a little bit cautious in being dogmatic about this.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, if an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old girl chooses to buy a bracelet that contains a shot of alcohol, well, you know, it's not exactly ideal, but I don't think we're in the business of banning that. You know, that's just simply a container at this point. I mean, there's many a young man or many a man goes to a football match or something like that, a sporting event with a hip flask. So, like, we're not going to start, you know, prohibiting that.
Yeah,
I
take that point, and a woman could bring a hip flask as well.
Yeah.
But would a man wear one of these on his wrist?
No,
So let's be clear. It's aimed at women.
Absolutely, it's aimed at women. And that's part of a bigger problem, Joe. And that is, I mean, I know that's not necessarily perhaps what you want to talk about, but there's a whole movement of alcohol marketing towards young women, which is part of this insidious kind of spread of targeting women and ensuring that the alcohol companies get a whole new cohort of young women into consuming alcohol.
What type of product are you thinking of, Eunan, when you say Prosecco or gin or?
Well, I mean, the pinking of our gin is a concept in itself. There's the whole feminization of products. There's the mixing of fruit and the lowering of the presentation of the products to be feminized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen it in gin, we've seen it in liqueurs, we've seen it in, increasingly, and now we see the unisection of brand like beers. You know, only recently we've had a whole campaign that was aimed at young women around rugby that purported to, you know, encourage the courage and the strength of women in rugby. And this is all part of a movement.
Was this the Japanese women's
Liberty
team?
Fields, yeah. Yeah.
But Joe, can I just say something?
I must
say, Ewan, that went
over my head in more ways than one. But anyway, your point was that the Japanese women's, was that for Guinness or Heineken?
It was for Guinness.
Yeah, it shows how important.
What is that specifically about? Now, Guinness will argue, or Diageo would argue, it's about recognising the strength of women and the courage of women to, a gender equality message. Yeah. But the reality is that what they're intending to do is ensure that more women drink Guinness, which, at the moment, only a third of the beer consumption is by women, whereas two-thirds of it is by men. So, this is part of a wider movement across the globe whereby alcohol companies are targeting women because there are essentially new markets for them.
Okay, say
to
you.
Joe, can I come back in again?
Suzanne, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, can I just come back to the product? That product is aimed at young girls. It's glamorous. It's a bracelet. Mm-hmm. A man isn't going to go in and buy that and put it on his wrist. No. It's a girl's bracelet.
Of course.
And it's glamorous. And it's a hip flask. That's what it is, really.
Okay, let me stay there, Suzanne. Paddy is on the line. 51551. Paddy, you're listening to Suzanne and Una McKinney of Alcohol Action Ireland. Are you familiar with the product that we're talking about?
I'm not, Joe, but I just wanted to make a point. I can't understand why, just because it's aimed at young people, that they think that young people are going to drink. Like, that woman turned around and she said that she has 3 kids or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But surely it's up to her as well. Teach them.
No, it's normalising it. It's normalising it and making, that it's acceptable to fill a bracelet. What are you going to fill it with? It's hardly my waddy orange juice. I mean, we're talking teenagers.
Is it not just a fashion product?
No, it says where. On the small packaging it says, fill with your favourite drink. Wear your drink. I'm only looking at the front. Wear your drink on your wrist. Hip flask bracelet.
I've tweeted
a photograph there of it on Joe Live.
You understand what we're talking about, but it doesn't say
it's for alcohol.
Well, they're hardly going to put in it at 13 and 14 years of age. Do you know what I mean?
Well, where's a 13 or 14 year old going to get hard liquor?
Well, they do, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. That's the reality of today.
But sure, then they're going to get it if they're going to get it.
Pardon?
But if they're going to get it, they're going to get it. It doesn't matter what kind of hip flask or bottle it comes in.
No, but Paddy, they can put it into the bracelet and they can go into a...
But they can put it into anything.
But this is
promoting the whole thing. It's normalising it and it's making it seem glamorous and this is what you do. And teenagers are so vulnerable to everything that's going on today. It's just crazy. And the drink problem in Ireland, the underage drinking is serious, and it's a real worry for parents of teenagers nowadays. It's
and
so
I see.
Hard.
I see. Would you be familiar with Rihanna, Paddy?
No, I wouldn't. To be honest.
Okay, she's a pop star. No. She became controversial in Ireland a few years ago, didn't she? When she filmed the video up north, and the farmer ran her. But I'm just looking at one bit of coverage, so to speak, of Rihanna, and I said Rihanna had a secret hip flask bracelet at Coachella. That's a big, big, big festival. And there she is in her normal attire, her Gucci bag, her various Tiffany gear, etc. And she has a knitted design balaclava. And there is the wristband over her wrist, and the wrist, of course, and her hand is covered in tattoo. A hip flask over her wrist.
Okay, well, that's disgraceful. You know, I mean, young kids looking up to Rihanna and, you know, I mean, what is that saying?
Is Suzanne's point not that you don't have to sneak the drink in your handbag anymore? You can wear the drink and top it up at the table.
And how much alcohol? Sorry, I missed that part. But how much alcohol did you say you could put
there's
into it?
Three measures, as far as I can remember. Three measures.
No,
three standard measures.
Of spirits, Paddy.
Now
you
wouldn't get a Guinness into it. It'd lose its head anyway on your wrist. But you wouldn't get a Guinness into it, Paddy. But if you drank, Paddy, would you like Paddy?
Oh, geez, Joe, I don't drink at all.
Oh, you don't drink, good man. Well, then the wrist bracelet is not for you, because the only reason you buy it is to put alcohol. That's wrong. I take your point, Paddy. The only reason you buy it is to put liquid in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't say it has to be alcohol.
Well, what else is it going to be, you know, really? What's it going to be? We're talking young teenagers here, you know.
Well, I think it's clearly designed for alcohol. I think that's
totally.
Why do you say that, Ewan? Could it be designed for milk?
Well, it could be designed for milk, but I don't think it would have been sold in the section where it's beside the glass that contains the bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, to be fair, let's try to be reasonable about this. I think what we're really focused on here is it's just yet another demonstration of how we normalise our behaviour,
exactly,
our harmful relationship with alcohol. And like in the context of the cohort that Suzanne's talking about, we know that like 4 out of every 10, 15-year-old women, girls, 4 out of every 10 girls in Ireland at the age of are drinking at the age of 15.
Already, yeah.
So like this isn't doing much in that context.
No. And that's why I was so shocked. It's like,
so I think it's a product that perhaps we could do without
it's
in that
the product. It is just a disgrace that it's available for young kids and pennies buying their little bits for their stockings or whatever, you know, really and truly.
But would pennies say, pennies don't do online, as far as I know, and they're not overly impressed with online, but they might say, well, you can get it, you can buy them online anyway.
But
if you look in pennies, you know, it's teenagers, it's young kids going in to buy, you know, because, you know, their prices are good, their clothes are, you know, they're cheap, and that's where they go to buy all their little bits. And this is like saying, here you go, here's a hip flask,
and that's their
wear it on your wrist, fill it with drink.
Well,
and
sorry, Joe, actually.
Paddy.
Just when you're making that point there about kids buying it there and buying it online, I think more kids are buying more things online than they are in shops now.
Yeah, well, we know that, Paddy. God, we know that.
Kids actually like to go around pennies. They do.
I was in pennies there.
You know, they spend hours.
A few Saturdays ago, you couldn't make your way through it. It was so jammed.
Yeah.
And primarily young women, I hasten to add. Primarily young women.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What was I doing in there? But primarily young women, and I was taking it. It's a great, great shop, and
That's the market. For Ireland, young women. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Rosemary Duggan? Is Rosemary on the same topic?
Rosemary Short, actually, Joe.
Rosemary Short. Okay.
Go ahead, Rosemary. Caroline Duggan is my daughter. I used to be Rosemary Duggan, but I remarried and I'm short.
Okay. Well, you're listening to an episode of Who Do You Think You Are with Rosemary.
You're grand, Rosemary.
Don't.
Widow twice.
Are you widowed? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
So do you know, now, okay, sorry about that, but the hip flask bracelet.
Yeah, I was just saying to research, I would love to have one, but unfortunately I'm not allowed to drink anymore because I'm on warfarin.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband and myself used to enjoy whiskey, I must say, at the weekend. But my other point is that it's the best dad I've ever heard for anything, because I've never heard of it, and I can just imagine all of the teenagers flying down to Penny's.
Okay, we have to. I know there's a coincidence of interest, but Rosemary, what do you think of the idea? Do you have teenage children or grandchildren?
I did have a teenage daughter now, but she's past the teenage years, and I think she luckily, I never had any trouble with her. I think she would have a bit more sense, hopefully. But I'd say there's a lot of teenagers that will be tempted with it, you know.
Yeah, I think that's
If they have drink before they go in and then they're topping up with the bracelet as well, it could be very dangerous.
Because very easy.
And I think, you know, just the parents have a lot to worry about today, I know that.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up, but it's incredibly hard. Isn't it?
It is very. It's just very hard. But I mean, I'm sure the parents that are on your radio say have wise children that have bit of sense.
Okay, Rosemary. That's Rosemary Short. Thanks indeed, Rosemary. Paddy, Ewan McKinney of Alcohol Action Ireland, and Suzanne have brought that to his attention. That point that Rosemary made, Suzanne, we'll only help sell them out.
Well,
I know it's. But it's more, and I take your point and Eunan's point, but the wider debate about the normalisation of alcohol. Okay, Suzanne, Eunan, Paddy and Rosemary, 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
It is bonkers.ie with all those calls about the creches and the early and the after-school services, which are in a panic at this stage, saying they will have to close down at the end of December. The 1st of December is next Sunday. I'm told, one, that the Market Bar have reduced the price of their glasses of wine. Is that a victory for Lifeline? I doubt it somehow or other. But anyway, they have, after the cotter was on, that we want to be getting cheaper drink. Those 17 or 14 quid for a glass of wine was a lot. They've reduced it, and we're waiting on a response from Penny's. Not unrelated, because people are saying, I'm going to buy that hip flask, and I'm going straight into the Market Bar up off Fay Street. I'm filling it up to try and avoid paying whatever they've been paying. Okay. A statement from Penny's. Our novelty hip flask bracelet is part of our Christmas gift offering for adults. The product clearly states at the back of the packaging that alcohol should always be drunk responsibly. But is it being sold? Alcohol, when you see that sign on alcohol should be drunk responsibly, it's in off licenses in supermarkets. A lot of them won't serve you, won't sell it to you if you're under 21, some if you're under 25. So that's not an adequate response from Penny's. I'm sorry, you're going to have to be clearer than that. And you're, by the way, you're admitting inter alia, through the chair, Your Honour, you're admitting that it is aimed for the hip flask bracelet is for alcohol. It's not from my waddy. Back tomorrow at 1:45, Angus McInerney producing. Ray Darcy is next live from Air Square in Galway.